Some people know her as the Bubble Lady of Wisconsin, crisscrossing the state to give bubble performances at fairs, festivals, and libraries. The Madison Bubble artist wows her audiences as she makes bubbles of all sizes, from tiny shimmering spheres to giant bubbles that float high above a crowd. Michelle Hackett realized that she could make a career as a bubble artist. She calls herself Marvelous Michelle. She's a presenter at the Business of Art Conference put on by Dane Arts. That event is underway in Madison. Marvelous Michelle spoke with Kate Archer Kent about bubble performance art. She starts by explaining how she got into it.
I've been a performer for quite some time. Previously to doing bubbles, I was doing human statue. And I looked around at all the different artists in the area and I said, what are people not doing? Because I didn't enjoy being in competition with my friends in order to be able to do human statue work. Mm-hmm. And in order to do fire and flow work, I'm like, I'm in competition with everybody around me. So I was at Ashley for the Arts up north, and I met Steve Langley from the Soap Bubble Circus in South Carolina, and I fell in love.
With bubbles.
With bubbles. I had no idea you could do what he did with bubbles. And I saw it for the first time in 2018. Mm-hmm. In 2020, just before the pandemic hit, I went and did a training with him for a week. And I learned so many more tricks and different things. And that's how I got into bubbles, was through Steve Langley and the Soap Bubble Circus.
Do bubbles still surprise you? Are you still learning?
Constantly. I just got back from a bubble convention in the UK. I got to see and meet some of the top bubble artists in the world, which is awesome because there were 30 different countries that were represented. The conference is called POP.
I love it.
Just a ton of wonderful, wonderful artists who are all kind of sharing what they do. And they did a demonstration on helium. And I learned some of the amazing things that you can do with helium. And I'm very excited for my next season because I'm bringing some of those tricks in to this particular round of play.
And our audiences, they're not passive observers. You let them get their hands wet and make bubbles of their own. Why do you let them be part of your show?
So it's actually, I have several different options. Mm-hmm. And it's one of my options is the interactive table experience. And it's because people don't want to just sit and watch people make bubbles. They want to make bubbles. They want to pop bubbles. They want to get their hands dirty, especially little kids. Mm-hmm. Like, it's wild to see the change in people when a bubble comes. With kids, it's like they lose their mind. And I often with small children will have a baby gates for when I'm making bubbles. And then I have a variety of things for them to make the bubbles.
Yeah. What do you think that the future holds for interactive entertainment experiences?
I think it's on the rise, especially when you look at Meow Woof. They have a chain in multiple cities now where people kind of go in and they crawl and they get their hands on things. And then you also have that whole go out on a date where you're painting in a bar and people are actively participating in creating art. And I think a lot of that is in reaction to the internet where we just sit and watch all the time. And people don't always just want to sit and watch. They want to do it. They want to DIY it. They want somebody to show them exactly how. There's a lot of skills that across the board have gotten and dropped off, cooking and just getting your hands dirty because people are so busy staring at their phones, not engaging in the world. And people want to engage. And so if you offer them the opportunity and teach them okay, this is how you do this. There is so much opportunity in educating people on how they can get involved in these different types of things.
When was that moment you realized, hey, I can make a career as a bubble artist and I can do these bubble performances full time?
Early, really early, because everybody loves bubbles. Absolutely. I've been at celebrations of life, weddings, bar mitzvahs, birthday parties, festivals of all kinds. There's not a place where bubbles don't necessarily fit. And it's a real privilege. It's an absolute privilege to be able to bring this to the community, because I've been described as the person who brings the joy. Because even so, I have an indoor show and I have an outdoor show. And then I have this thing that is like an ambient bubble popping experience. Mm-hmm. Basically, I turn on music and just make bubbles of all sizes, shapes. And I just let the kids just run and pop. Run and pop, run and pop, run and pop, run and pop, run and pop. It's their favorite thing. And it's one of the most common packages that I sell.
So bubble artists, you mentioned helium. They're also using smoke and flash magic tricks in their performances. You know, I know this is radio, but can you describe a crazy trick you do with bubbles?
So I have a, like, bubble tornado that I can put on fire.
Oh.
So, and this is an indoor trick. There are things that you can do indoors that you can't do outdoors. And the indoors are generally more trick-based, where you can play with the helium and smoke and the fire and the flash stuff. So with this particular trick, I have a larger bubble wand that's flat and it's clear, and it has a hole in the middle. Mm-hmm. So I blow a really big bubble and I attach it to the top, and then I put a little bubble of butane at the bottom, and then I push some smoke into the larger bubble, and then I pop the smaller bubble. So you see like this tornado of smoke that is twisting around, and then I pop the center hole, and then I light it, because this butane kind of pushes out the top, so you have this big flame that pops out the top. And then sometimes what happens, depending on the, it's all very testy.
But it's chemistry in action.
Exactly. Sometimes it'll just like burn out and go poof, but then other times what it'll do is it'll wrap and it'll make this flash poof, where it's just a quick ball of fire and then it's done.
So you don't really know what your trick is actually going to do.
No, you have an idea.
You have an idea.
You have an idea. It's going to go one of two ways. But there's a certain element of it that you have a certain amount of control, yes. But like anything, there's like a set parameter. And most of the time it does the poof. But every once in a while you're like, oh, let me do that again.
Everyone loves a good pop.
Oh, yeah. What
is your best tip for at-home bubble makers to have success?
So if you're buying any kind of, like, store-bought bubble juice and you feel like it's just not doing it for you, or it seems like it's gone flat, get Dawn Ultra.
Okay.
Add a couple of drops. And you can usually just, like, it's literally a couple of drops will change that entire batch. If it's a larger bottle, just keep testing it until it kind of makes a better bubble. But Dawn Ultra is like an awesome little thing that you can just add to any one, and it's going to make it better.
Okay. What is your message to all the little poppers out there?
Just keep popping. Just keep popping. I guess, so in my show, because bubbles are a very fickle like art form. Sometimes you get the big ones, sometimes you get the little ones. When I'm outdoors, if it's windy, I have to do a certain set of things. If it's not windy, I can do another set of things. So I have a string that's a triangle, and it is a tri-string. So in my show, I talk specifically about how we always need to try again. If something doesn't work, always try again. So my words to all the little kids out there, whether you're making a bubble or you're trying to draw something and you're just like, oh, I don't really, try again.
Words of advice to live by through life.
Definitely.
Do you have to do breath work in order to be able to accomplish these bubbles in the right way?
Yes, definitely, because there are different tricks that are based on how you are pushing the air into your bubbles. So I do a bubble in a bubble trick, and then I do that on a larger scale where it's basically like 20, 30 bubbles in a bubble, and you have to have a specific breath work in order to be able to cut it through. there are some amazing artists out there that can blow like straight through. So they're blowing a bubble and then a bubble will pop out the other side. There's just some amazing things out there, but it's all breath work, like how you blow the bubble. So if you turn your hand into a triangle and you dip it in bubble soap and you push it up and you blow really small, like your lips are really tiny, you're going to get little tiny bubbles. But if you open your mouth more and you give it more of a, it's going to give you a bigger bubble. The bigger the stream of air that you put out, the bigger the bubble is going to be.
Wow. Well, marvelous, Michelle. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. No problem at all. This has been a pleasure.
That's Michelle Hackett, known as Marvelous Michelle, talking with Kate Archer Kent about building a career as a bubble performance artist. She's a presenter at the Dane Arts Business of Art Conference underway in Madison.